Lesson 3, Beside Me Always. I'll search the shrouded darkness, wanting you and nothing less. Seems my whole life I've waited for darkness that was faded. I live within my broken heart. Though you're gone, we're not apart. All the memories leave me haunted. You're all I've ever wanted. When my tears are flowing and I'm not sure where I'm going, I feel your love and you're beside me always. In the breeze that's blowing, you surround me in a breeze that's blowing. I know that I will still exist, longing for the soul I've kissed. I dream of you in a distant sky, the breeze it comforts while I cry. When my tears are flowing and I'm not sure where I'm going, I feel your love and you're beside me always. In the breeze that's blowing, you surround me in a breeze that's blowing. I know you tell me when your tears are flowing and you're not sure where you're going, just feel my love and I'm beside you always. In the breeze that's blowing, I'll surround you in a breeze that's blowing. It isn't completely true for me to say that I didn't play my guitar for 30 years. Jason loved when I would play for him. He had his own miniature guitar and he played along with me. After he died, I couldn't bring myself to sing for many, many years. Sometimes I would force myself. My other children probably thought that Puff the Magic Dragon was the only song I knew how to play. There was a special song that would call out to me. Every few years when it was quiet and I was alone, I'd try to see if I could still remember how to play Beside Me Always. As I fingered the painful chords, I often found myself crying. When Jason died in 1992, I wanted to read a poem at his funeral service. The lyrics for Beside Me Always came into my mind. The idea of a breeze surrounding me as I grieved literally blew me away. I revised the lyrics so they would clearly be about losing my child. I read them into a tape recorder. I was not up to speaking aloud at his funeral. But even without singing, my song comforted me greatly. Ironically, this song had a completely different meaning when I wrote it as a young girl of 17. Back then, I had just broken up with a boyfriend, and I imagined his love surrounding me with the breeze. Years later, when I enthusiastically began to play my guitar again, I shared a 1980 recording of Beside Me Always on my blog, and I wrote, "I'm dreaming I will find a special voice for my song and then have it professionally recorded. I am also dreaming it will be heard by many people." I never imagined that Beside Me Always would end up comforting many people besides myself. My life transformed when I rediscovered playing the guitar again. My heart had opened up and I began to feel joyful. After so many years of being a caregiver, I had finally begun to take care of myself. My life became exciting because I made the decision to pursue things that brought me excitement. With courage, I signed up for an open mic. Even though I hadn't sung in many years, I chose to perform Beside Me Always. I strummed and sang it in the same key I did when I was 19. Finding my voice was definitely a journey, and it still is. It didn't take long before I realized my song needed to be transposed into a lower key. I had been reluctant to change any of my song's chords, but I discovered the new key had a haunting quality. The music conveyed so much more aching sadness than before. The The process of reinventing the guitar parts for my song added to my enthusiasm about music in my life. I was a new singer, a new guitarist, and a new person. Now that I've shared the evolution of my song, I want to discuss why it was such an important part of my healing. The words, "You surround me," are key. Feeling surrounded didn't happen for me when I was suffering. During deep grief, I felt very much alone. But after I found healing and joy, I could actually look back and see signs that I wasn't alone during my grief journey, and this happened over and over. I began to believe that my survival was due to being carried through the darkness when I had collapsed in despair. I've mentioned already how hypnotherapy has helped me to adjust my thoughts. Hopeless thoughts and depressing stories throw me into a downward spiral. Like any human, I can easily weave stories in my mind that aren't positive. When I struggle with a sad feeling, it tells me that it's time to rewrite the story that is pulling me down. There's always another way to think about something. The image of being surrounded by Jason, love, and even God is extremely uplifting. One of my other favorite hypnotherapy tenets is the more you look for something, the more likely you will find it. Whether I squint to see an angel in the sky or feel a soft breeze caressing me, this approach fuels my strength and surrounds me with love. I want to share a story that I wrote during the time I was healing. You'll surround me in the breeze. It had been a long time since I had gone to Jason's grave. The sunshine bathed me when I arrived at the cemetery. It was unseasonably warm, but I felt peaceful. Jason's birthday was approaching, and my feelings were poignant. I could hear many melodies from my songs playing inside my head and in my heart. I once celebrated Jason's birthday at that cemetery with my two younger children. I held them in my lap as we all sat on a grassy hill. I had brought along Jason's favorite cake, and we all sang Happy Birthday. My children love that cake. For many years, they begged me to picnic at the cemetery again, but I never did. Jason's grave was at the bottom of a hill. I walked down a grassy slope wearing sandals, careful not to step on any gravestones. The cemetery had a special section for the graves of infants and young children. Jason was buried there. I looked at those other gravestones with such sadness. I didn't need to know the stories. I easily conjured up the anguish I knew resulted from the death of each child. I continued trudging past many rows of gravestones, but I realized none of them were for children. I couldn't remember where his grave was. There was a fallen tree, and I carefully walked around it. I could feel sweat trickling down my neck. I didn't want to give up searching for Jason's grave, but I was exhausted and the heat was affecting me. I looked again at the fallen tree. Suddenly, it occurred to me that the children's graves and Jason's were probably under it. I remembered how often I had looked at that tree while visiting his grave. In its shade, I looked at the sky, searching for an explanation. My son was cheated out of a full life, and most plants and trees outlived him. Now this tree had died, a capricious circumstance just like death sometimes is. I tried to allow myself to feel some emotion, but my well of tears had finally dried up. Once upon a time, I cried enough tears to fill an ocean, but now I had fewer tears because I could not remember much about my dead child anymore. It had been more than 18 years since he died. At that moment, my memories of Jason were as inaccessible as his grave. I now accept the loss of those memories because I believe detachment is part of the grief process. The loss of memories is anesthesia for the gut-wrenching pain. I walked up the steep hill to leave the cemetery. I suddenly felt very faint. I had to sit down on the grass. I closed my eyes and felt a cool breeze swirling around me. My heart was pounding, but the wind was soothing. And a moment later, I found a memory. It was a sensation, actually. I remembered how Jason's tiny warm body would comfortably lie against my chest. His curly brown hair would tickle my cheek, and his soft head would rest upon my shoulder. As the memory came to me, I felt grief rip and tear through my heart. I gasped as the pain quickly rushed out and into the breeze. At that moment, he was beside me once again. I stood up and slowly walked back to my car. I knew this had been a special visit. I didn't need to see Jason's grave to know where he was. A single tear trickled down my cheek as I left the cemetery, and then there were no more tears. I've recorded many different versions of Beside Me Always. Each time, my song felt deeply spiritual. Someone once said to me, "I feel like you're speaking to God. God surrounds you in the breeze that's blowing." Perhaps that was true. The chorus for Beside Me Always created a powerful image. I pictured myself standing near Jason's grave on a grassy hill. The breeze comforted me while I cried and my tears were flowing. But there was actually something very profound about the last chorus. With the words, "I hear you tell me," the conversation was switched. I wasn't speaking to Jason about my tears. Instead, he was speaking to me, and I was reassured. From the distant sky came my understanding that God and Jason did not want me to be sad. With this lesson, I've shared how the statement, "Beside me always," is very uplifting. I remember being overwhelmed by unrelenting grief and feeling my pain lift with just the thought of my loved one holding me. A distinct memory can bring my loved one into my heart. When I'm in deep despair, I'll listen in my mind to hear their voice guiding me with love. And when I feel so much love inside, my grief is soothed and my loneliness is eased. Thoughts equal feelings, and thoughts can affect outcomes. It's been far more helpful for me to picture myself healing than to view an endless horizon of despair. When you feel discouraged, perhaps you can imagine ways that your loved one is beside you, holding you up. Continue to try and find signs of healing. When I read the words of "Beside Me Always" at Jason's funeral, I expressed how he would always be beside me. In the beginning of my grief journey, I used to worry that I'd forget him. My longing for his physical presence was like torture. But when I healed, I realized that Jason never left me. He was always there. All of my angels surround me. They don't want me to suffer, and they comfort me when my heart is open to them.
Transcription for Judy Unger.
There was a time that I didn't sing. And in 1992, when my young son, Jason, passed away, I didn't know what to do for his funeral. And I remembered a song that I wrote, and I revised the lyrics. The name of the song is "Beside Me Always." I just read those lyrics and could never have imagined all these years later that I'd be singing my song. And I've healed from my grief, so even though the song is sad, it's such a comfort. I really feel him with me. Jason, I haven't forgotten you. It doesn't matter how many years go by. You're always with me in every song.